Mathematical, like, just really almost like a scientific study of what's possible with rhythm. I mean, maybe
I think that's, you know, I think that is the way many carnatic musicians think, to be honest. It's very systematic. It's logical. It's natural. Right, just the way overtones
Let's go.
In a certain way.
This is Sasha,
and
this is
the logic behind
and you're listening
mathematical
to
concepts
in
Dala, and the way you know something that is in a time cycle of three.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Green, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
It's kind of a way of thinking. You know, you,
WGXC
like, you know
is made
thing,
possible in part by the generous
that,
ongoing support
so
of Glen Falls
just by
House
adapting
in Round
this
Top,
piece of
New York.
That you have.
WGXC's sustaining
anyway,
supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners.
Place.
They care deeply about community radio,
performance coming
and their
up
investment
from
helps
none
to sustain
other than
WGXC
the world
as a public platform for information,
this is
experimentation, and engagement. In
Brooklyn,
Green and Columbia
filmed
counties.
By Jennifer
you too can
Hatia,
become a sustaining supporter
and,
by going to wgxc.org/donate
really,
and designating an amount of your choosing.
Kavi Srinivasaraghavan.
Thank you for your support.
I'm Ridangam.
And so at this time, we will transport ourselves all together to Pioneer Works.
I'm Ralph.
And I'm Bill. We're the
tech
guys.
We're the tech guys.
Not the car guys.
But if you love car talk and use a computer.
Or the internet.
Or Zoom.
And you have glitches.
I try to walk the path, so much potential, so many faults lead me so I don't get lost. But if I get lost along the way, I need your grace, I need your grace. Something I'm feeling just hates over me. I just wanna give up. No. Just the
We all need grace. Yes, saints and sinners. God, that, you know, beloved, that was the soundtrack from a TV show called Saints and Sinners. It was on. I don't know if it's still on, but I like the message. You know, the deacons, the drug dealers, you know, the preachers, the prostitutes, everybody needs God's grace. Amen. That's what we're about here today. I don't care what kind of sin you've been in. God's grace is sufficient. He can pull you up, pull you out, and get you back on track again. Saints and sinners. Oh, I love it this morning. Yes, beloved, you are listening to Pastor Cam, the perpetual optimist. We are at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Oh, my goodness. What a time. I got some good songs for you this morning. I have good songs for you every week. Ain't that right? We have a good lineup for you today. Music with a message for the heart, the mind, the soul, the spirit. And you just got to be in it. So don't go nowhere. Stay right here with us, me and my friend and my audio magician, making this happen remotely from another part of the world. Hallelujah. This is Mr. Martin, Randall Martin, the Martin Navy Services with us. He's also the co-host for the Tuesday afternoon show. I'm on there a couple of Tuesdays a week. He's on there every Tuesday, every week. And we're just so glad to have him here today, helping us along the way. How you doing, Mr. Martin?
I am doing good. A little sleepy, but I am good and ready to be invigorated here on this Sunday.
I bet you are sleepy because we was up texting at 1 o'clock this morning, 2 o'clock this morning. Like, where's your playlist? I'm like, oh my God, you didn't get that. I did that 24 hours ago. And but he was on the job, beloved. He was on the job to make it happen. So, Bright Siders, how you doing? How you doing? Oh my gosh, I hope you're doing all right. You know, we in some strange times, some uncharted waters, this pandemic and the effects of it, the results of it, the lockdowns, the business closings, the furloughs, the layoffs, the stimulus package not being sent out, and timelines being looming, that are deadlines that are closing and timelines that are running out. All kinds of things are going on, and it's my duty to let you know that don't let go. I don't care how great a day, how dark the clouds, the sun is still shining and there is a bright side somewhere. You just hang on in there, beloved. Do not quit in the dip. You hear me? Don't quit in the dip. Amen. I am a perpetual optimist because I've been through so much, seen too much. I know too much about him, and no one can make me doubt him. So I'm telling you, hallelujah, my advice to you, my prayer for you, if you're going through, is that you hang on in there and you don't let go. Because guess what, beloved? God is still mighty. We have a lineup. I like to give you the songs and the artists so that if you hear something that you like, you know how to find it again. So, yes, we're going to come back at you after a minute with Still Mighty. And that is by J.J. Hairston and Youthful Praise. And then we have Never Give Up by Miss Yolanda Adams. Speak by Mr. Myron Butler. Open Door Season by Diedrich Haddon. We, Lord, We Are Waiting by Miss Tamela Mann. And then I'll be back after that with some spiritual social commentary. My thoughts, food for the soul for you coming through right after that on this Sunday of Thanksgiving week. Yes, we're going to talk about that too. This one's for you, beloved. Still Mighty.
Still meow, just like the evil boys told him. I know, if he doesn't do it, yo, I know he's able. He's still mine, he's still strong, still got the power, still on the throne, still working miracles for his own. He's still mighty, y'all. He's strong.
Whenever you try.
Still.
she is. I know she's right about it. He's still mighty.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Somebody don't know that God can. And
you don't know
will.
God can? I know that he can.
So
I tell you, he will. He's still mighty.
Turn around if you know that God's strong. Turn around if you know he's mighty.
Oh, don't you
turn
love it?
If he's
music for the mind,
somebody.
The heart, and the soul.
Turn around if you know to be anything.
That's what we do here. Right back.
Somewhere. He is now like he's a friend who would trouble.
He is now
he's a doctor.
Keeps inspiring you.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
Simple word, believe it, say. I shall have.
I shall have.
What I decree.
What I decree.
Yes, I believe. Whatever God has decreed to you, speak into.
Speak into the atmosphere.
Lay your hands on yourself this time. I shall have.
I shall have.
What I decree.
What I decree.
Yes, I believe. Your mouth high. I shall have.
I shall have.
What I decree.
What I decree.
Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to
be.
Open up your mouth and speak it to.
Speak it to the atmosphere.
But you gotta believe it in your heart and in your spirit. Speak it to the atmosphere.
Speak it to the atmosphere.
Just walk around your house and begin to speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it, speak it to.
Speak it to the atmosphere.
Whatever it is, just speak,
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 speak.
Open up your mouth and
speak.
Open up your mouth and
speak.
Open up your mouth and
declare,
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 declare. Declare it,
declare
it,
declare
it, declare it,
declare
it, declare it,
declare it,
declare it, it's mine,
it's mine,
it's mine,
it's mine,
it is
mine,
healing,
mine,
deliverance,
mine,
it is mine. Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
So I'm going to
speak into the atmosphere.
All over the house,
speak into the atmosphere.
right where you are, speaking to Jesus.
We're speaking into the atmosphere right here, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are available live stream at WGXC.org and on WGXC.org in audio archive. You can pull up any of our programs and listen at demand. We are glad to be here for you and with you. We are listener-supported radio. Your faithful support helps us do what we do for you. And we love doing it, too. So remember us as we come into that season of giving. Remember, WGXC, we are listener-supported radio. Listener-supported radio for open ears. And I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, telling you there is a bright side somewhere. We got more music for the heart, the mind, the soul coming right now. And then we'll be back with our spiritual and social commentary after that. Yes, Lord. We are waiting. We are waiting. The world is waiting, not just America. The world is waiting for us to get this whole presidential election settled. Amen. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Waiting for Inauguration Day, January 20th. Waiting for our democracy's light to get wiped off and shine even brighter than before. Waiting to get out of a pandemic. Waiting for our Congress to pass a stimulus package. Lord, we are waiting. But you know, while we are waiting, we are still praising and giving God thanks. I'm giving God thanks for being here today, having a right mind. Beloved, if you looked in the mirror and you knew who you were looking at this morning, you were already blessed. You were already blessed. So we have much to be grateful for. If you are here and you've gone through some things, but you are yet here, top side up, then you're blessed, because every new day is a new chance and a new opportunity. We are waiting, but we don't mind waiting on you, Lord, because we know that you're going to move. You're going to come through. You're going to work it out. You're going to take what's pain and turn it into a promise. You're going to show us that there is light in the midst of darkness, and that light casts out the darkness. Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on and on about waiting on God and waiting. And, you know, someone said it's not the waiting, it's how you wait. Amen. It's how you wait. You can grumble and you can complain and you can murmur. And then you get to the other side of that and you find out the grumbling, the complaining, and the murmuring didn't help, didn't get you no closer to where you needed to be. But when you stopped doing that and you started seeking God and started saying, God, show me the way. God, hold on to me. Don't let me go. God, bring me out. And I'm going to give you praise while I'm waiting on you. Then you find another kind of strength. I think that's what happened about 399 years ago. 399 years ago. That's how long Thanksgiving has been celebrated in these American shores. I was going to say these Americas, but we know there's Central America, South America. So let me just keep it in the U.S. of A. Before we were the U.S. of A., there were some pilgrims that landed here. And they say they landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. And black folks say the rock landed on us. But hey, 400 years almost next year, 400 years of celebrating Thanksgiving Day. So, yeah, I want to talk about Thanksgiving Day for a minute. I want to talk about what it's like to not know where your next meal is coming from, how you're going to make it through the winter, how you're going to make it into the next season, the next week, the next day, finding yourself coming through a hard season, a hard winter, a hard night, a hard day, and waking up to a new reality that I made it to the other side. That's what it was like for those pilgrims 399 years ago. They had help from the indigenous people. Let's not forget that. They had a whole lot of help. It was a lot different weather over here than where they came from. And different terrain and different soil and different things that would grow in the soil. And they couldn't have done it without the help of the indigenous people. So we give thanks for our Native Americans, our indigenous populations, and what they did over 399 years ago that allowed those pilgrims to come together with, as the folklore goes, Native Americans to celebrate the harvest, a crop that was able to sustain them and help them to not only nourish themselves, but develop industry, which later turned into agriculture. And yeah, so that's what we've been doing for 399 years, taking time out to celebrate. It was the harvest festival, but the mainstay of it was giving God thanks. And, you know, this year people are faced with whether they're going to be able to travel or be with family members, traditions that have been generational, longstanding, or even newly created are being changed or challenged. And, but like those early pilgrims, I'm encouraged and encouraging others to keep the idea of giving God thanks central to the day, not what we miss or what we don't have or what we can't do, but thanking God for what we can do and what we do have. And every day is a new day of beginning when we wake up in the morning. That's the time to say, thank you, God. We have opportunity to think about all of those who make a difference in this world. And in this Thanksgiving Day, I know a lot of prayers will be said for those who are our frontline workers, our essential workers, and finding that, you know, we're all essential. Someone said, no man is an island and no man stands alone. Each man is my brother and each man is my friend. And that's how it is in these pandemic days. Those folks that come out and stock the shelves, drive the trucks, buses, the trains, the planes, the automobiles, the Ubers, the Dashes, et cetera, and so forth, to make the world, our world, keep going around. Thanking God for them in this Thanksgiving season, on this Thanksgiving Day. And I'll be saying a prayer for all those who make differences, those in the hospitals, those in law enforcement, those in the military, those in the schools, those in the libraries, the dry cleaners, the gas stations. I'm just thanking God for those who are helping to make our world a better place and make a difference in our world. It's a day to celebrate and pray and give thanks for a feast. And some won't be able to have feasts as they have traditionally, but there's so much being done right now, thanking God for the U.S. of A., where there's so many food pantries and so many food distribution programs. And, you know, if you don't have a basket, you can certainly find that there's churches in the area of the First Presbyterian Church over on Warren Street. They will be doing their thing and giving out food. I know the Second Baptist Church was giving out food. We didn't have our location to give out food this year, but God willing, in 2021, we'll be back because we're working on that. But we have so much to be thankful for. And, you know, in the scriptures, that refrain of giving thanks to God comes back over and over and over again. And that's what we try to do here on There's a Bright Side Somewhere, like in Psalm 107, verse 21 and 22. It says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. Oh, yes, we do. In Psalm 147 and 7, it says, sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God. Yes, we do. We give God thanks for you. Hallelujah. We give God thanks for our brotherhood and sisterhood in our community here in Columbia County and beyond. In Psalm 100 verse 4-5, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. In Psalm 95 and verse 1 and 3, it says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Oh my goodness, beloved, we are at that Thanksgiving week. Some folks are going to be playing that Christmas music. I don't know, we have a whole lot of Thanksgiving songs. I have to do my research on that, but you know, we're going to be playing that music and giving God thanks and getting into the spirit. And listen, if you got Zoom or you got Skype or you got one of those other platforms, Duo or whatever the case may be, and if you don't have it, you may be someone who's technically challenged, reach out to somebody and ask them if they can hook you up so that you can visit somebody by Zoom. We're so fortunate in the midst of this pandemic to have these kind of technologies that allow us to see each other face to face. I'm thankful for that too. And I'm thankful to be here with you. I'm thankful to be able to share music and a message and my spiritual social commentaries. And my spiritual social commentary for us today is that We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. Let us give thanks to God for those in our lives who help make our lives a better place. Let's give thanks to the Lord for those who cause us to go on our knees and pray. Because if it wasn't for the help of God, the strength of God, we wouldn't be able to deal with them from day to day. There's so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for you and for the opportunity to do what we do here at WGXC. And you're listening to me, Pastor Kim. Who would have thought of that? Ah, but I'm here, your perpetual optimist, telling you, as we come into Thanksgiving Day, remember to give thanks for all as good as it is. God bless you. That's my spiritual social commentary for today as we get ready and make way for Thursday, our National Thanksgiving Day. We're going to come with another song, music for your mind, your heart, and your soul. And this song is by the project from, who is it? Oh, yes, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. We're moving forward, not looking back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Here to declare to you, my past is over. I'm in you. Things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Brought me to such a freedom, Lord. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over. Surrender my life to Christ. I'm moving, moving forward. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, listen. You've risen with all power in your hands. You've given me a second chance. Hallelujah, yes. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing it with me, sing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not going back, moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over. In you, things are made new. Yeah, surrender my.
We're moving forward and we're not looking back. Let's go forward in the name of the Lord. Forward into a new year. We're getting close to that time, beloved. Giving God thanks for bringing us through this 2020 year. Giving us, yes, I know there's a few more days and a few more weeks, but we're going to thank him in advance. How about that? I want to say happy birthday and shout out to everybody who's celebrating this month. I wish you and yours a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving season, no matter what you're going through. God is good. Give him thanks. He's who you want. He's who you need. He's the help and the hope that you have. Till we speak again, never forget. I don't care how dark the clouds, how gray the sky, the bright side is there. The sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang on in there. Don't quit in the dip. And bless somebody. If you're blessed, you being blessed, you want a blessing, bless somebody else. Yes, this is Mr. Kurt Carr taking us out with the song of the same name. God bless you.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way to
bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that he's faithful.
God has proven that he's faithful.
For eternity I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
So much.
How can I keep it to myself?
Westmore.
Lord, I promise.
Never retire.
Every time you bless,
I'm gonna bless somebody else.
Here we go.
Fred, you have blessed us all.
Because I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Somebody else.
Every time you bless, you can trust me.
You can trust
to bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody.
Pass the smoking offer, my man.
Hearts and lovers, and every time you bless,
the beautiful Erica Campbell.
Trust me, Lord.
Trust me, Lord.
Bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
some more.